This is the Engines of Our Ingenuity, made possible by the friends of KUHF Houston.
Today, a story of change. The University of Houston's College of Engineering presents this series about the machines that make our civilization run and the people whose ingenuity created them. From age 4, I knew I wanted to be an engineer, just not the kind you might think. Like many boys, I fell in love with trains and someday wanted to hold the throttle of an engine as it powered its way across the country. One of the great joys of visiting my grandfather was a trip to the switching yard. There, we'd cross a long bridge over what seemed like hundreds of tracks and thousands of train cars. At home, I kept a treasured train set that I carefully operated using the dial on my transformer. Each car had its own special function. Among the cars in my set were an engine, a coal car, assorted boxcars, and a red caboose. Needless to say, trains are much different today. The coal car was first to go. As the industry transitioned from steam to diesel in the mid-20th century, there simply wasn't a need for one. That also eliminated the need for the fireman, whose job was to feed coal to the engine's furnace. Cabooses went next. They housed the conductor and brakeman. The conductor was responsible for managing the paperwork and for the train's overall operation. The brakeman controlled a rear braking system and from the windowed cupola atop the caboose kept an eye out for fires caused by overheated axle bearings. Improved brakes and bearings made the brakeman's job obsolete, and the conductor moved up front to the engine. Boxcars have seen better days as well. Originally an all-purpose conveyance, they've largely been replaced by more specialized cars. Most significantly, cars for transporting shipping containers now carry the bulk goods once stuffed by hand into every corner of a boxcar. With all these advances, today's freight trains typically have a crew of only two, the engineer and the conductor. Yet even that's changing. Technology has made it possible for conductors to perform their duties more efficiently from a central location, not on the train. The gears are now set in motion to reduce crews to a single person, the engineer. An important part of this shift is positive train control. Positive train control is a nationwide system to track the speed and location of trains. If danger arises, and if the train's operator fails to respond, the system can automatically take action. In 2008, Congress passed a bill requiring positive train control to be in operation by 2015. The bill was set in motion by an accident caused by misuse of another new technology. When a freight train and passenger train collided in Los Angeles, killing 25, investigators determined the operator of the train at fault had been texting. Will we someday see giant freight trains with no crew at all? It depends. The possibilities well within our technical capabilities right now. But railway companies and labor unions have a long and complicated history. We'll have to leave it to them to sort things out. I'm Andy Boyd at the University of Houston, where we're interested in the way inventive minds work.